First of all, you got your HELOCs, okay, your home equity line of credit. Well, that can be done on your home, and that can also be done on your rental properties or in any other properties that you have there. But if you use it on your home, I want you to think of this as short term.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there and welcome. And today, in this episode, we're going to talk about the how to identify resources for fast cash. So that makes you a more qualified, efficient, powerful buyer. So identify resources for fast cash. So ready to go. And here's what I want you to think about this. When you identify these resources, and we're going to go through them one at a time here, think of this. I want you to have them ready to go, sort of kind of like parked on the shelf, so that when a deal does surface, you can pound on that deal as a cash buyer. And cash buyers just have so much power that you can capture wonderful deals over and above other investors who might offer more. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. So for example, I've captured great killer deals when the seller, get this, the seller had a higher priced offer from another investor with the typical stuff in there that a lot of folks see. You know, the typical, got to go to a bank, get an inspection, get an appraisal, get a loan, do the repairs maybe, and they might close anywhere from 45 to 75 days, provided that the lender approves the loan for the investor who wants to buy the property. Wow, how does that make your motivated seller feel? Okay, a lot of contingencies there. A lot of things that can blow up. They're going to hang on to this thing for 45 or 75 days. And if the investor cannot get approved for that loan, what were you going to let them do? Start all over again? You're 75 days into the deal, and they just wasted your time. So motivated sellers typically like to avoid that. And if you were in the seller's shoes, and this can be, think about any deal, would you rather have a cash offer as is and close in 5 days or less versus all those things about going and getting a bank loan and getting approved, 45, 75 days to close, blah, 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 and all that garbage? That's horrible. So here's what happened to me. This has happened more than once. It's happened several times over the years. One of my offers on a deal like this was $10,000 less than another investor's offer. And the other investor's offer had those contingencies upon going to a bank, getting inspection, appraisal approved, and getting approved for the loan and closed 45, 75 days. Well, guess what? My offer was $10,000 less because it was simple, fast, as is, and closed within 3 days. Cash buyer. Now, which one would they take? You would think, well, they'd wait 75 days to get $10,000 more. Nope, not at all. They took mine. It's happened more times than once. And let me tell you this. So $10,000 less, we're talking about a price range of houses. Probably maybe the other investor's offer might have been 50 and I offered 40. Okay. So percentage-wise, that's a pretty big number. So the higher the priced property, well, then the $10,000, what would that be? So $50,000, would that be 20%? So I offered 20% less and offered them all cash, and they took it because there was no restrictions. They knew they were going to get their money. They'd be done, put it to bed within 3 days. So 20% on a $100,000 house, the investor might have offered, the other investor offer $100,000. My offer would have been, say, $80,000. Okay, and the higher up you go for sale price, it's still 20% less than what the other investor's offer was. So that was pretty big. I'm glad that I thought of to put a ratio or percentage onto that versus the other investor's offer. That was pretty cool. So what are some resources where you can find fast cash? Let me give you some, okay? first of all, you got your HELOCs, okay, your home equity line of credit. Well, that can be done on your home, and that can also be done on your rental properties or in any other properties that you have there. But if you use it on your home, I want you to think of this as short term, something for you to go out and buy the house, pay cash for the house, do the repairs, okay, and then get a tenant put in there. So home equity line of credit doesn't cost you anything until you use it, but you got that parked on the shelf. Never, ever use HELOCs for long-term financing, because guess what? If something happens in our market or in our economy, remember what happened back in 08, 9, and 10? Boy, credit card companies, banks, they started canceling HELOCs. They canceled credit cards, all this stuff. And you don't want to get a bill that says, hey, you got to pay $125,000 before April 1st. Okay, you don't want that. So think of them as short-term funding, and you want to keep it parked on the shelf so that you can use it to pounce on a deal. So that's just one, HELOCs. Next one would be signature loans. Now, signature loan is just a signature loan line of credit is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for you to go out and borrow a whole bunch of money and have to make payments and you haven't bought any properties yet. Okay. Now, I will tell you this. If you can get somebody to loan you $1 million at 3% and you're scared to do the deal, please give me a call. I will help you on this and we'll make a ton of money. Okay. So, and then you have line of credit. Now, line of credit is exactly that. And I can recall back in the day, I would have a bank just send me a letter out of the blue. I don't even do business with them. And they'd say, hey, Mr. Butler, we're giving you $1 million line of credit for purchases, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, holy cow, this is weird. So if they don't know you, now I've already sort of kind of established at that point, but you know, it's okay. Reach out to find some lenders that might give you a line of credit. And here's one thing I want to point out to you. This happens in every city, USA. In my town, there are banks that are anti-real estate investors. They hate them. They won't do any investor loans, is what they call it, which in their language would be a non-owner occupant loan. They think they're too risky. Okay, well, don't go after those. Okay, find banks and institutions in your town that are investor friendly and who will make loans on rental property. And they will be more flexible, I guess, in working with you. Now, here's one that I've never done, but I've heard of other people doing this. If you own stock, some financial institutions will give you a line of credit secured with a 50% lien on the stocks you own. So if you own stock that's worth, that has a market value of $100,000, well, then this lender, this financial institution, would give you a $50,000 line of credit secured with that stock. So if your stock drops down, your credit limit's going to be 50% of whatever the market value of the stock is. So that's something interesting if you have that. So you can tap into that, and you know, you don't have to really do much more than that. Now, here's another one I learned about on more in detail on one of the last cruises that I attended, but life insurance. Okay, I've been told and learned that you want to use a life insurance mutual company where the members own the company, and then you can actually borrow money against the face value of that life insurance policy you have or somebody else's. Now, I don't have all the details, but I would say this. Ask your life insurance company about that, your insurance agent, if they sell life insurance. But I do know they use the word mutual. It has to be a mutual company. Okay. Another one is, who else gives these kind of loans? Well, banks, we all think about that. And remember, some banks are investor friendly and others won't give you the time of day. Savings and loans, they're popping up a little bit here and there, and I don't quite understand. I thought they all were forced to close years ago, but they're popping back up. Credit unions are a biggie. So when I got started, we never even thought about credit unions. Now, I had the police officers credit union that I was a member of, but as far as going to a credit union to get an investor loan or line of credit or anything like that, that's fine. In fact, the first house that I bought, I had less than $1,000 in the police officer's credit union, and the house price was $17,000. And I hocked my Ford Ranger and my old 77 Monte Carlo, along with a signature loan, and I used that along with some credit cards to buy my first house. So credit unions are available. They're doing long-term loans now. Kind of think of them as a bank, maybe. They might even have less restrictions. The other one in here, as far as identifying sources for fast cash, is private lenders. Now, I'm not talking about the private lenders who are hard money lenders and they want to charge you 10%, 12%, 15% or more. I'm talking about folks who are, as a rule of thumb, they're enjoying life, but they're upset because their CD at the local bank is paying 0.5%. Or they have a money market and it's paying 0.625%, not making anything. Just imagine hooking up with one of those private lenders and say, hey, I can beat your CD rate. I can beat your money market rate. I'll give you 4%. Okay. If they've got money sitting in a CD or something like that, 4% might be pretty good. Maybe it's 5%. I can remember back when I got started, when Jimmy Carter was there, remember 21% was prime. All these new investors thinking, oh my gosh, you know, interest, the prime interest, the Federal Reserve or whatever, the prime index or whatever they call that thing, is right next to zero. And it's been that way since 2008, 9, 10. For the last 10 years, it's been like that. And to think that you might pay 7% for an investor loan, I was getting those all day long. That was a great deal back in the day. So private lenders who have money sitting in the bank in a CD or money market, something like that, maybe offer them 4%, 5%, see what you can work out, even 6%. If you don't have to jump through all them hoops, that'd be pretty cool. Now, here's what's interesting. So when you find a private lender and you take them to lunch and tell them what you want to do and this and that, and they're going to be secured with a first position lien or mortgage on the real estate, they might like that. So you get somebody that might, they got to like you too, okay? They got to like the property. And, you know, they're stepping outside their comfort zone, so to speak. But if they do a deal with you, make sure you pay them early, okay? And what's going to happen is they're going to keep their mouth shut for at least 2 or 3 months, because odds are these private lenders, they hang out with people who are like them. Maybe they golf twice or three or five times a week and they hang out with other folks like them. Well, guess what? They like to brag. So they're going to keep their mouth shut for the first 2 or 3 months. When they see, hey, this is working, okay, then they're going to brag to their other folks that they play golf with, or they play bridge with, or they play tennis with, or whatever. And then those folks would want to, hey, can I get in on it? Well, I don't know, you know. And so they like to brag, and there's, you know, there's friendly competition there. And one of my superstars, one of my mentors, I'm not going to mention his name because he probably didn't want me to share this. He's been investing for over 50 years. And he has funded all of his deals over that 50-year period using only 5 private lenders, period. Think about that. Never gone to a bank, never got a bank loan, never none of that. He used 5 private lenders over 50 years to acquire his rental portfolio. And if he wants to buy something today, and he wants to do it, that's pretty cool. So the reason to identify resources for fast cash is so you can pounce on a deal when it shows up and you don't have to get in line or go to a bank and beg permission to get a loan to buy this property. Okay. When you have resources to cash, you can pounce on a deal. And it works. I want to help you do that because you're going to have to be able to have all these resources for fast cash. You're going to have to identify things that are better than cash. Okay, creative financing strategies. And that's what's going to help you get those 20 nice rentals paid for in your own backyard, preferably in one county, and to get them puppies paid off safely and do it safely and legally in 3 to 5 years, even with your job. I want your real estate to produce at least double what your job income does. And we have to do that in today's world because of the outrageous cost of healthcare. And so number two is start working on those things right now. Get them set up. You know, if you've got a rich aunt or family member, uncle or whatever, see if you can talk them into being your private lender. Okay. So all this stuff works, and get it set up. If you've got credit cards, I'm going to say this. I've bought a lot of houses using credit cards, but in 1996, I refinanced a bunch of houses and I had available to me on credit cards over $800,000. And the balance that I owed at that time was $125,000. So I was looking for shopping centers and all kinds of stuff to buy. But in 1996, I've refinanced a number of my properties and I paid off the $125,000 I owed on all the different credit cards. And I walked out with a check for $880,000, put it in the bank, and boy, I began to rock and roll. So that wraps up this episode of Identifying Resources for Fast Cash. That's going to help you get there faster and just be so much more creative and powerful and confident in what you do. So adios on this one and get ready for the next one. See you then.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.